Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. You have probably heard about the horrific attack on a British soldier in London that occurred recently. It was horrible. 25-year-old Lee Rigby was murdered on a street in London by two men. Rigby was killed by a meat cleaver and knives. One suspect is Michael Omad Obadoja. He's a citizen of Britain who's from Nigeria. He is Muslim. Allah Akbar was cried by the suspects, it has been reported. Now, politically, this incident reignites the debate over the role of Muslims in British society in particular and the role of Muslims in Western societies generally. But it needs to be stressed that this action has been condemned by Muslims. Here is an excerpt from a statement from the Board of Trustees of the Woolwich Mosque. The Muslims of the Greenwich Islamic Center in the Royal Borough of Greenwich today condemn in the strongest terms the barbaric murder of a serving army officer and share the grief and sorrow of the nation. Our hearts go out to the family, colleagues, and friends of the victim of this despicable and horrific tragedy. We are all very deeply shocked and saddened to have witnessed a terrible crime in our neighborhood. The local Muslim community has always enjoyed an excellent relationship with the people from all walks of life, regardless of their religion, color, or ethnic background. We do not and will never support such evil acts and strongly suggest that both of these men should be severely punished as criminal and not as so-called, quote, Muslims, end quote, for the crime they have committed with full force of law. Our deepest condolences are with the victim's family and friends. Now, the Assistant Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Ibrahim Mogra, said this, "We are shocked at this killing, as is every decent human being. It was an appalling killing on our streets in broad daylight. One of the culprits claims to have done it in the name of God and Islam. Absolutely not. How dare he use the name of God to try to justify this terrible act? There is nothing in Islam that justifies vigilantism." However, not all Muslims condemn this act. Omar Bakri, who is an Islamic clerk, used the words brave and courageous. Bakri lives in Lebanon, but did live in Britain until 2005. Now, the reality is that there is a battle within Islam occurring, and the voices that condemn acts such as this need to be heard widely. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.